It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 14th, 2017. Today we remember African-American social reformer, abolitionist, and author Frederick Douglass, born Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey, sometime in February of 1818. Since he never knew the exact date, he chose to celebrate his birthday on February 14th. After escaping from slavery in Maryland, he became a national leader in the abolitionist movement in Massachusetts and New York, gaining fame for his dazzling oratory and incisive anti-slavery writings. Douglass was of mixed race, which likely included Native American on his mother's side, as well as African and European ancestors. He was given his name by his mother, Harriet Bailey. After escaping to the North, he took the surname Douglass, having already dropped his two middle names. He wrote of his earliest times with his mother. "The opinion was whispered that my master was my father, but of the correctness of this opinion I know nothing. My mother and I were separated when I was but an infant. It was common custom in the part of Maryland from which I ran away to part children from their mothers at a very early age. I do not recollect ever seeing my mother by the light of day. She would lie down with me and get me to sleep, but long before I waked, she was gone." In his autobiography, Douglass related how he learned to read from white children in his neighborhood and by observing the writings of the men with whom he worked. He continued secretly to teach himself how to read and write. He later often said, "Knowledge is the pathway from slavery to freedom." As he began to read newspapers, pamphlets, and books of every description, he also began to question and condemn the institution of slavery. In later years, he credited The Columbian Orator, an anthology that he discovered at about age 12, with clarifying and defining his views on freedom and human rights. The book, first published in 1797, is a classroom reading text containing essays, speeches, and dialogues to assist students in learning reading and grammar. In his time, he was described by abolitionists as a living counterexample to the prevailing argument that slaves lacked the intellectual capacity to function as independent American citizens. Northerners at the time found it hard to believe that such a great speaker had once been a slave. Douglass was a firm believer in the equality of all people, whether black, female, Native American, or recent immigrant. He was also a believer in dialogue and in making alliances across racial and ideological divides, and in the liberal values of the American Constitution. When radical abolitionists, under the motto "No Union with Slaveholders," criticized his willingness to dialogue with slave owners, he famously replied, "I would unite with anybody to do the right thing, and with nobody to do wrong." The most influential African American of the 19th century, Frederick Douglass made a career of agitating the American conscience. He spoke and wrote on behalf of a variety of reform causes, including women's rights, temperance, peace, land reform, free public education, and the abolition of capital punishment. But he devoted the bulk of his time, his immense talent and boundless energy, to ending slavery and gaining equal rights for African Americans. Less than a month before his death, when a young black man asked his advice to one just starting out in the world, Douglass replied without hesitation, "Agitate. Agitate. Agitate." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.